forget. You didn't hear it from me. Hey, work besties. It's your favorite coworker and host, Ash Slay. Welcome to my podcast, BCC Work Bestie, where we are going to discuss all of the tea, traumas, and all the fun times at work, even paranormal. Have you witnessed anything spooky or scary on the job? Send it to me at bccworkbestie@gmail.com, spelled just like the podcast, minus the colon. Let's get started. All right, guys, let's get bad and boozy. No? Okay. I saw it on a cup and I just, you know. Let's set the scene. So I'm 21, maybe turning 21. I'm still living at my mom's house and I'm working at a retirement home. I worked in the dining room where I would serve residents their lunch, dinner, breakfast, even brunch with their families. It was a great job. I got to learn a lot about them. About that job was when we would walk in, there was a little table in the corner where if a resident had passed away, they would put up a picture and say in memory of. It was always really hard, especially when you can see their health declining, their diets changing, loss of appetite. We would kind of know, and then there were those who were just a total surprise. Well, one night, I guess you can say I had brought homework with me. I was at my mom's house. I was living at my mom's house. And there was no way that I could go to sleep without the TV on. It had to be at a very low volume. It had to be a friendly channel, like Disney Channel, right? Where there's no, you know, scary faces that you wake up to, because it has happened before and it did not end well. Anyways, it's about 3 a.m. and the TV just gets loud and does the whole psh, the whole crazy static sound. I don't understand why it gets so loud compared to the volume that you had the TV set at. It just causes that crazy jump. And anyways, it happened in the middle of the night after I'm like dead asleep. I jump up, I open my eyes, and for some reason my eyes are a lot more blurry than they usually are because I have bad eyesight, but it's more blurry. But I can still recognize that there's static on the TV and there is a figure over my bed. Yes, a figure over my bed. It's a white, it kind of goes with the static. It's just light, it's white, and it's a man, and he's looking over me and he's looking at me like, what are you doing here? And then I rub my eyes and he's still there, and it's one of my residents. And I'm just processing everything. I don't feel scared, which is really shocking because I'm quite the scaredy cat, trust me. But I'm just kind of in this really weird, silent mood where I just stare at him. The TV's loud and going off. And I close my eyes again because I'm still trying to make out everything, and he's gone and the TV is still going off. I jump out of bed and I turn out the TV, and I just have this feeling of what just happened, but I don't feel scared. And the weird thing about that is because I've asked my friends and family who've claimed that they've seen ghosts if they ever felt scared, and they're like, no, I really haven't. I haven't felt scared, or they haven't felt that eeriness, which is crazy because I feel like if a human or a person just is in your house, you get this adrenaline of you're in danger. But for some reason, I did not feel that. And I guess you can kind of tell where this leads. I go into work a day or two later with the news that that resident has passed. My next creepy instance happened when I worked at an older hotel I was a front desk girl, and what we would do, we would check in people, we would check out people, and that's really important because if you're not properly checked out, someone can either walk in on you, or if we've missed someone who has access to that room, they can get a free room and we can get in trouble. It was 2014, a very slow October, and by slow I mean there's not a lot of people checking into the hotel. I'm at the front with my bestie, and we're just chit-chatting and looking through emails. Then the phone rings, and I pick up, and it's our housekeeping manager. And I just want to add in, when we check people out, it's very important because it goes into our housekeeping system so they can tell what rooms are checked out that they need to clean and get ready for the next guest. So the phone's ringing and I pick up and it's my housekeeping manager and she tells me, hey, this room that says it's vacant and that nobody's in there, well, I just walked in to go clean it and there's someone in there. I'm confused and now I have to log in the system and see who was the last person there. Did they extend? Did something glitch? Did someone get a room key? Is someone getting a free room? So we put our investigative hats on and I'm calling the room just to see, hey, what's going on? We need payment or did you extend? We're just trying to get to the bottom of it. I'm calling the room, no answer. Calling again, no answer. I'm having no luck, but I need to get to the bottom of this because, like I said, we don't want people getting walked in on or not having proper payment. So I call my housekeeping buddy, not the manager, but the one that would, you know, clean the lobby and everything, and we go up. There we are, standing in front of the room where the housekeeping manager says someone's in there, but our system says no, there's not. We knock on the door, no answer. We knock again, no answer. Now I have to announce that we're coming in the room. I don't know what's behind the door. I don't know if I'm gonna walk in on someone. I don't know if I'm gonna have an awkward moment. I don't know if the guest is gonna be upset. I announce with my Minnie Mouse voice, front desk, we're coming in. I turn the knob. I open the door really slowly, just hoping someone says, hold on, wait, or I'm in the bathroom. But nope, it's really silent. I peek through and the room is spotless because we have the best housekeeping in Texas. The room is totally vacant. It's totally clean. It's ready to be checked in. Everything's dusted. It smells amazing. Sheets are tucked. We have, you know, the brochures ready for when someone's coming in and it's even on the bed. And I feel a sense of release, but I'm like, hey, is my friend the housekeeping manager? Is she tricking me? Is this like some kind of Halloween prank? So I look at my friend, the housekeeper, and we just kind of roll our eyes and laugh. We go back downstairs. I'm kind of ready for her to be like, ha ha, made you, you know, step away from the desk. Something silly. Too bad that's not what I got. She was very serious and she confirmed, hey, no, I spoke with the person in that room. She was under the sheets. The kids were watching TV. The luggage was against this wall and certain items were on the floor. I told her, no, that's not what we saw. And my housekeeper friend confirmed what we saw. However, the housekeeping manager was in such disbelief. She eyed me and told me to stop playing with her. I told her, I'm not playing. So we go up to the room together. And she knocks on the door. She knocks on the door. Finally, she announces, "Housekeeping." She opens the door. And just like it was before, the room was clean. It was ready to be checked into. But the look on her face is one I'll never forget. She was in such disbelief. She was confused. She was scared. And she told me, "Ashley, there was a lady under that blanket. She looked at me. I looked at her. And I apologized that the room, you know, that she walked into the room." I didn't really know what to say, but the look on her face, I knew she wasn't lying. She even had her housekeeping supervisor confirm, "No, that was the room. We have it checked here. We walked into this room. We spoke to the people. They were genuinely confused." That's not the only thing creepy that's happened on that floor, though. There were some shifts that I would work the night audit, and what we would do on the floors at night, like around 2, 3 a.m., we'd go down the hallways and people would have like a, you know, those do not disturb signs, but on the back of it, you would say what time you wanted your breakfast delivered to you and what items you wanted off the menu. So I would collect that and then I would like put it into like the chef's mailbox or something. So I was on that floor one night and I was just on my phone, just minding my business, nothing going on. And then I just start hearing like, and I see these little feet run in front of me with like jeans and little red sneakers. And I would say if it was a child, it would be about maybe 3, 4 years old. So I look up and I look down the hall and it's a pretty, you know, the elevator's right in the middle of that hallway. So it was a ways to go to where that child was heading. And it was empty. I did not want to think about it. I just wanted to get in that elevator and go. But it was very weird and it was something that I couldn't even explain. So yes, I avoided that floor at all cost, and apparently that's not the only part of the hotel where spooky encounters have happened. One of my coworkers, who was a cook, responded to a post and he said, "Hey, the hotel that we worked at, do you remember the service elevator?" And I do. We have a service elevator in the back of the hotel for housekeeping and room service to go up to the rooms. So, you know, we can get the customers using the good elevators. Well, one night he was talking to his friends and just trying to get the spooky vibe going. And he tells them, "Oh yeah, this little girl haunts the hotel." And he was just playing around, just trying to creep them out. And all of a sudden, the lights start flickering, and as the elevator is not working, has caution tape, all of that, I remember it vividly, that elevator never worked, started going, and he said he never joked about that hotel being haunted again. But after reading something scary or watching something creepy on TV, I like to cleanse my mind's palate by putting on a funny cartoon, watching TikToks, or putting on a lighthearted show, just so I can have a little bit more ease at night. I recently made a post asking my friends and family if they have any spooky encounters at work to send those stories my way. A good friend from high school messaged me and he said, "I was at this, in quotations, call center where we had people tell us that the place was haunted. One day I was walking down the hall by myself. I passed by the restroom door when I heard someone bang really hard on the other side. I figured someone was trying to scare me, so I pushed the door full force and yelled out. There was no one in that small bathroom. First off, it's funny to me because imagine being a ghost and for all eternity of or whatever your ghost life, you choose to haunt a bathroom or you're forced to stay in a bathroom. And above all the bathrooms, the work bathroom. Like, that's horrible. Unless that work bathroom's your safe space, like it is for most of us. But yeah, I think if I were to be a ghost in a bathroom, I would be like at a really cool bar and be like Ashley, the friendly ghost, and like compliment like your outfit and your shoes and give you like advice if you're crying and not to text them back. Yeah, I can. They should have a movie about that. Sign me up. I got this. Well, anyways, I just wanted to end this podcast, my very first podcast, on a lighter note. And I'll have more work stories coming November. I think we're going to talk about work bullies, maybe some more spooky encounters that come through. And if you have something that you want to share, feel free to email me at bccworkbestie@gmail.com without the colon. Have a safe and wonderful Halloween. Signing off. Warm regards, your work bestie.